The Bush administration has proposed a package of marketing guidelines for private insurers offering health coverage under Medicare Advantage. Mary Agnes, could you tell us about that?
The proposed federal rule would ban practices such as cold calling, door-to-door marketing, and other unsolicited sales practices, like approaching beneficiaries in the parking lot of a senior center or a shopping mall and trying to sell them a policy. Sales activities would also be prohibited at educational events, such as health information fairs and community meetings, or in waiting rooms at facilities where patients receive health-related services. So-called cross-selling of non-healthcare products, such as life or disability insurance, would be prohibited unless the beneficiary agreed to that before he or she met with a sales agent.
What else would the new rules accomplish?
They also deal with sales commissions. Medicare Advantage insurers would have to pay the same commission to agents whether they enroll beneficiaries in a new health plan or renewed their existing one. The rules would also not allow insurers to give different commissions to agents based on what type of Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plan that the enrollee signed up for. Eliminating higher bonuses based on plan type is an attempt to get rid of the incentive to push a beneficiary into one plan over another. But insurers could give higher commissions to agents who enroll beneficiaries in a Medicare Advantage plan instead of a prescription drug plan.
What happens if insurers violate these rules?
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, would have the power to levy fines of up to $25,000 for each enrollee affected or likely to be affected by the violation.
How have insurers and lawmakers reacted to this proposal?
In March, executives of private health insurers asked the Senate Finance Committee to enact uniform federal guidelines for the marketing of Medicare Advantage plans as part of Medicare legislation the panel is developing to prevent a scheduled cut in Medicare physician payment rates that's scheduled for July the 1st. The Finance Committee has held several hearings this year on marketing abuses by insurers and the third-party agents that they contract with to sell the plans. Finance Chairman Max Baucus, a Democrat of Montana, praised the CMS proposal and said he would work to enact the new guidelines into law. Insurers said the new marketing restrictions would give clarity to what is and is not allowed when selling health and prescription drug plans to Medicare beneficiaries. But some consumer advocates had hoped the regulations would give state insurance commissioners more power to regulate the marketing of private insurers in Medicare.
Legislation funding the ongoing wars in Iraq and Afghanistan also includes some health-related provisions. Mary Agnes, could you give us the details?
Our supplemental bill includes language dealing with both Medicare and Medicaid. Concerning Medicare, the measure would ban new specialty hospitals from receiving Medicare payments. And we're talking here about facilities that specialize in a particular line of medical care, such as cardiac procedures or surgery. Concerning Medicaid, the supplemental includes legislation the House approved that would block for a year implementation of new Medicaid regulations that lawmakers and governors say would unfairly shift costs to the states. But Bush administration officials have said that these regulations are needed to stop states from using federal Medicaid funding for matters that have nothing to do with health care for the poor.
Will those health provisions remain in the bill?
Senate Republicans have launched a campaign to get those items out of the war supplemental. Senator Charles Grassley, a Republican of Iowa, sent a letter to Senate appropriators to ask that the health measures be removed from the bill. Grassley said that those items should be considered by the Senate Finance Committee, which has jurisdiction over the matters that Grassley is ranking Republican on that panel.
What's been the reaction to Grassley's charges?
Through a spokeswoman, Finance Chairman Max Baucus said that since efforts to move Medicaid legislation on the Senate floor have been blocked, the war supplemental is a viable way to proceed. The specialty hospital provision is also a money raiser, saving an estimated $2.4 billion over the next decade, so appropriators may want to leave that language in the bill to help finance other priorities. Stay tuned.
A House panel recently approved a measure dealing with community health centers. What would the bill do?
The measure, which was approved by the House Energy and Commerce Committee, would reauthorize funding for community health centers, which provide medical care to the uninsured. The bill would reauthorize funding for the program through fiscal 2012 and grant liability protections for physicians who volunteer at the centers or travel to provide services in emergencies. Representative Jean Green, a Democrat of Texas, said the bill would double the number of Americans who could be served at these health centers. The Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee approved a similar bill on November the 14th.
The Energy and Commerce Committee also approved a measure to promote pediatric cancer awareness. Mary Agnes, could you summarize that for us?
The measure would authorize $30 million per year from fiscal 2009 to 2013 to support pediatric cancer research within the National Cancer Institute, as well as to establish a population-based national childhood cancer database that would provide information for patients and families affected by the disease.
A third bill approved by the panel dealt with poison control centers. What happened there, Mary Agnes?
The bill would reauthorize the National Poison Control Center's toll-free number, media campaign, and grant program through fiscal 2014. The measure would also reauthorize a grant program for the 61 National Poison Control Centers. With more than 32,000 poison-related deaths in 2005, appropriating federal funding for the poison control program was critical, lawmakers said.
Thank you for your time, Mary Agnes Carey, for Congressional Quarterly.